This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Demographers will tell you, should you ask, that among the most significant mass migrations of the past, say, 40 years, has been the hundreds of millions of Chinese who've moved from the countryside to the massive urban centers that sprang up as China became a significant power in the global economy. In fact, that migration has been why China has had such economic success. But now, with the economy over there struggling after 3 years of zero COVID lockdowns, Beijing is telling people to return to the land. Some people actually started going back years ago. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak has our story from Jiangxi Province in central China.
On an orange farm in Xinfeng County, over 1,000 trees dot the hills next to a pond. Little green fruits hang off the branches. Examining them is fruit supplier Qing An. In 5 months, he says, they'll ripen into golden and juicy navel oranges, a local specialty. This work is very different from his previous job as an IT product manager in the city of Shenzhen.
The natural scenery in the countryside is soothing. I'm more relaxed here. Whereas living in the megacities, the pace of life is fast.
He left Shenzhen in 2019 after a big project he was working on fell apart.
I got sick with depression. I took a year off before returning to my hometown.
Around the same time, his college friend, Hu Hang, was nearby visiting family, and he was also rethinking his big city dream. Hu Hang was earning good money as a coder in Shenzhen, but says he had zero social life.
Suddenly, Qing An gave me a call and said, how about we return to our hometowns and sell our high-quality fruit? I said yes without a second thought.
Together, they source local navel oranges and peaches and sell them to wealthy families in big cities. They got a huge sales boost during the Shanghai lockdown and subsequent COVID wave last year. They're not earning a lot yet, but they say they have no regrets about coming back. Again, ex-coder Hu Hang.
I want to encourage more entrepreneurial young people to go back to their hometowns. There's a lot of potential in agriculture.
He's doing exactly what China's government wants when unemployment is high in the cities, like now. Officials call on people to return and revive the countryside. Still, when my team showed up at the orange farm, we had surprise visitors.
It's 91 degrees. And we're right underneath the sun. Behind us in tow are 1, 2, 3 people from the propaganda department, and they heard we were in town, and they showed up just to assist us if we need anything.
They watch carefully as orange expert Guo Huashan tells me that growing nice oranges is not a hard skill to pick up. But reviving the countryside is not as simple. Take that peach farm. A lot of farmers fertilizing the land are mostly older people. Many homes are abandoned. There's not even an elementary school anymore, says peach farmer Luo Changgen.
Coming from a megacity, of course you think our village is idyllic. But ever since our village was designated a national nature reserve, we can't develop anything else here. They only let us grow these peach trees. So there's not much else we can do to earn money here.
Over in bustling Shenzhen, real estate agent Eric He has decided the government's back-to-the-land approach is not for him. He's renting a small apartment after arriving in Shenzhen 4 months ago. He did try living in his hometown in Hubei province for a few years. But his employer there, property giant Evergrande, got into huge debt and cut his salary.
I have thought about raising chickens and pigs in the countryside, but let's be real. It's very hard for young people to do such hard work. I mean, it's such a smelly job.
Now he and his wife are expecting a baby. She's still back home, and he's alone in the city.
I'll work in Shenzhen for a few years. Since I'm still relatively young, I'll try to earn as much money as I can.
Shenzhen is a great city, he says. But if you're like him and millions of others from the countryside, it's really hard to find your place in the megacity. In Shenzhen, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.